and I got a job with Henry Williams out here. And I helped him out a lot. They were bad times, drought times. And a funny old fellow, Henry, good bloke, but pretty hard man. One day he brought these old sheep into the sale, and they were only offered him a shilling a head. He didn't, you know, he thought, what's the good? You know, he must have. And there were some more sheep come down from McCoy's Well. They were good old sheep too. And they were sold for 1 and 6 a head. So what he done, he bought them. And he said, they can all die together. That's what he said, you know, in moral, that's a joke. But he knew what he had in mind. He come home, and there was another lad, Mick Matthews, and myself. He got us to take them sheep on the roads, feeding them. And he set us up with a sort of a van. It was an old, in fact, in the early days, it was the old toilet cart, the flat top, you know, with a van put on.
Yeah, before Horace Nelson's time.
Yeah, oh, yes, it was. Yeah.
Before his time?
Yes, it was, yeah. 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 And anyway, that's what we went droving with. And we left here in May, and we didn't come back until September. Mm. And we didn't leave those sheep for a day. And we got to know those sheep like you know people. Now, the tail enders especially. Now, we think all sheep are alike. You live with them for 3 months, day and night, and you get to know the different sheep. Different marks on them, different ears, you know.
Yeah.
They are a little bit different.
Yeah.
They all look alike in a mob, but you get to know one with a crooked ear and all this sort of thing, you know. Another one with a bit of a lame leg. There was different places we went through, out towards Freeling and that, but there was a lot of other places, little towns we went through. And we fed those sheep, and the people down there are mostly German people too.
You're saying that you drove the sheep from out
from here,
Williams's place?
Yeah.
Right down through the back roads?
Oh, yes, we went down through Boobarowie,
yeah,
and then on down over to Robertstown, I think it was,
yeah,
and then we went up through Dutton and Truro, different towns up there, and up through the wineries there.
Didn't they went for the sale, did they?
No, we brought them back, and good nick. But the drought had broke here by then.
The rain had come.
Yeah, he was quite happy. Yes. We brought the sheep back. We got a lot of help, don't worry. These cockies down there, they had weeds in their paddock, and they'd say to us, put them in there for a day, have a spell. See, we'd do that, and it was quite good.